You're listening to episode 21. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe, from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely show on Periscope. And today, I have a little bit different show for you that I am really excited to bring to you guys. It's really more of an announcement than anything else. We have got something really exciting happening in the Cultivating the Lovely community starting on November 1st. If you've been watching on Periscope at all, or you were attending the homemaking conference that I spoke at this last week, then I'm sure you've heard about it. But it is called the Heart in Hand Challenge. Over the last few months, I have gotten so many emails and messages from women who said they were really missing the Bible study portion of what Cultivating the Lovely used to offer. If you were with us last year in November, we launched a thankfulness study, and then we went on to study a few other books of the Bible together, and it was such a rich time of growth and being able to kind of have community and being in the Bible together, but not have a really overwhelming study. And I've had so many women say that it was a great way for them to get back into the Word or to just dive deeper into the Word in a more personal way, and they've kind of been struggling since that time. And so I had really been brainstorming about what that could look like, because I wanted something that could, one, be very practical for wives and moms and women who are very busy to be able to get the Word into their life. I also wanted to be thinking a lot about meditating on Scripture, especially as we are in kind of these crazy, sometimes fearful times right now. I know that a lot of women are really craving that peace that the Scripture can bring. And so I had this idea one morning, and even the name popped in my head, to do a heart in hand challenge. And basically what that means is writing from your heart, writing these Scriptures out in whatever form works best for you, and having that be a way to meditate on the Word and really have it sink in deeper. There are so many scientific studies that talk about how actually physically doing the act of writing something down helps you to hide it in your mind and your heart more deeply. And also just the time that it takes. I think you have to kind of go over the Scripture over and over again to make sure that you're writing it correctly. And it's just a way of really, really letting those words sink deeply into your heart and mind and allow you to carry them through the day and have them as reminders set up around your house or in your planner, or all kinds of different ways. And so that's the basis of this study. It is all just a simple idea of writing the Word, but we're all going to be doing it together. So let me give you a little bit more of the details of what this looks like. Right in the show notes for this episode, so if you go to boldturquoise.com/21, you will really easily be able to find all of these details. So if you miss anything along the way, just head over to boldturquoise.com/21 and you'll get hooked up with everything you need. But basically, there is a bookmark and you can download this bookmark. You don't even have to give me your email address to make this download possible for you. I really wanted to make sure that people knew my heart was just to get women in the Word. I'm not trying to benefit from this in any way. If you would like to follow me, awesome. We would love to have you, but don't feel obligated. I just want you to be able to sink into the Word and not have any barriers in your way to do that. So you'll be able to download this little bookmark that has the Scriptures that we will be writing every single day. And you can just print that out, pop it in your Bible or your planner or wherever would be handy for you. Then I want you to choose the method that works best for you. If you're all into hand lettering and making stuff beautiful and amazing, go for it. Make this what you want it to be. But if you just want to write down the Scriptures very simply on a 3x5 card, then do that. I want women to be able to just use this in the way that is the most impactful for them. You can find all kinds of ideas that I have been talking about on Periscope for the past 2 weeks. If you go to my Periscope account, @BoldTurquoise, we will also have those linked in the show notes. So Don't fear, they'll all be there. And I've got videos for almost every way that I could possibly imagine that you could write down these scriptures and use them throughout your days. We talk about taking things a little bit deeper, adding in prayer and reflection on the verses, and even looking up words to make the whole idea of it go a little bit deeper in your heart and your mind. So you can find all of that on the Periscope episodes. But go there for just some really fun ideas. I'm also posting a lot of ideas on Instagram, and in the show notes for the show, you can see pictures of different ideas too. We do them in planners and journals and a Bible journal and all kinds of different ways. So if you are in need of inspiration for how you can really sink your teeth into this, then that is where you can go to find all kinds of different information. Next, I want you guys to share it. I want to see how you are making this writing time of being in the Word personal to you. So you can use the hashtag Heart in Hand Challenge, and that is where you'll be able to see what other women are doing and be able to share what you are doing. I cannot wait to see all the different amazing ways that God inspires all of you to be writing these verses down and getting in the Word all throughout November. So please, please, please share it with your friends, get them involved, see how you all do it differently, have a little Heart in Hand Challenge party. I just can't wait to see what you're all doing. So make sure to tag me in those posts if you want to also. I would love to come over and see them and use the hashtag Heart in Hand Challenge. So basically, that's all it is, you guys. I know this is a really short episode, but I just wanted to kind of put my heart out there of what this Heart in Hand Challenge is all about and make sure that you knew how to get involved and where to look for all the information. And I can't wait to see you starting on November 1st, writing down the Word and just spending that time in Scripture every single day. So that's it, you guys. I have been more on Periscope lately. I've been trying to be on there every day. So if you want to connect with me more, that's always a great place to do it, as well as in our Facebook group, Cultivating the Lovely. That's what you can search for on Facebook to be able to get there really quickly to find us. There's a great group of women there who are always praying for each other and really supporting each other in this mission that we have as wives and moms. So be sure to join us over there. And you can also always find me on Instagram. I've been playing around with Insta stories quite a bit, and I'm really enjoying that. So you can find me in all those places, and I look forward to connecting with you. So until next time, go be bold and gracious.